After more than 2 weeks of asking questions, examining documents, listening to audio tapes, an internal State House report is out. The investigation looked into allegations of misconduct by Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta are co-hosts of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio. Rick, let's start with you. What was the scope of the House investigation and who conducted it?
The investigation was conducted by the nonpartisan House business manager, Tim Boland. And the subject of the inquiry was into whether or not, I guess essentially, Representatives Corser and Gamrat had shamed the House, behaved irresponsibly in terms of what they did, and then whether or not public resources were misused, their offices, their computers, their staff people's time and efforts. And what the report found was that they were, in fact, culpable for behaving deceitfully and then also, you know, using those resources to try and cover up the deceit in some respects in some, you know, very, very over the top fashions, like, you know, the now infamous false flag email where Todd Corser wanted to start circulating awful rumors about his own behavior in order to sort of, you know, make what was really going on seem tame in comparison.
And Zoe, so the conclusions certainly are not flattering for the representatives, starting with the very first one that Corser and Gamrat, quote, are not credible witnesses, a nice way to say they lie?
Well, yes, and basically saying that anything that they've said, some of them privately and some of them to the public, in apologies even, a press conference that Representative Gamrat held, that she was even found to be lying during this. I mean, I think the three Ds are what a lot of reporters and folks in Lansing are focusing on, and that is this quote from the report, which is deceptive, deceitful, and outright dishonest conduct. Not something you want to be labeled as two folks that get voted into office by constituents.
And Rick, I know that
I'd say this is pretty damaging to, you know, Representative Gamrat in particular, because she's really been trying to rehabilitate herself in the eyes of her fellow House members, the Republican caucus, and the public, her constituents. And what this report says is that a lot of the things that she said in that effort have been untruthful.
Yes, and one of the things, I mean, there's one thing to have these words, right, about being deceitful. There's another issue, Cindy, that I think you're bringing up, and this is the idea that not only are they liars, but they did what it sounds like are some illegal activities.
And apart from the affair, because we see business purposes, for instance, having staff.
Business purposes. One of the biggest issues, which actually, I believe, Rick, tell me if I'm wrong, is either a misdemeanor or a felony, but this is against the Michigan Campaign Finance Act. And this is this idea that some of their staffers who are being paid by state taxpayer money, right? These are staffers that basically work for Michigan, i.e. though they work for Corser or Gamrat, were taking information from constituents. Let's say a constituent, and I'm being hypothetical here, but I'm trying to give an example of what this could look like, that someone could call because there was a tax issue.
Okay.
A reason that you would want to call a state rep. Hey, I don't think this is fair. I want to know more about this. They leave their name. They leave their email. They leave their address and phone number. And what it sounds like this report is saying is then these staffers were made to take that personal information and use it then in a political database, something that they're not allowed to do. And also that some of these staffers were actually being asked to help on campaigns. So Corser possibly thinking about running for Congress in Candace Miller's seat, Gamrat thinking about running for Republican National Committee woman from Michigan. And this is against the Michigan Campaign Finance
And also
Act.
Well, it to may further be. And Corser's they better... law office, right? To help his own business, his own private business.
Indeed.
Well, that was a separate allegation that one of his staffers was placing online ads for his law business. Mm-hmm. But back to this issue of staffers, if they're going to push that particular one hard, they'd better be careful, because staffers in these offices serve a multitude of functions, that they are policy advisors, they are legislative advisors, they work on constituent relations. They are also, though, political advisors. Very often they have kind of second jobs, making sure that campaign finance statements are filed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they can even be personal assistants. And that in and of itself is not unusual in the slightest. But you know, like Zoe just said, you know, there are these issues of taking constituent contacts and taking them and putting them into what are basically, you know, political organization database that could be used for other types of outreach, fundraising, calls to action, that sort of stuff. But the key there would be, you know, what was that information going to be used for? Did they actually take, you know, something that was delivered to them in their public function and then turn it to a private, personal, or political function?
So we know the possible actions a House could take would be censure, reprimand, expulsion, or nothing. Rick, what standard is applied in deciding whether to boot someone out of the House of Representatives?
You know, we've heard a lot of different things over the years. You know, it used to be sort of this idea that you had to have been found guilty of a felony involving a violation of the public trust. But the reality is, according to the state constitution, if 2/3 of your fellow lawmakers believe that you are no longer fit to serve and vote that way based on a, you know, on something that's real, that you've got to have a reason that's entered into the record, then you're out.
And
it's that simple.
What kind of timetable do we have?
Well, what we're all going to be watching now is first thing tomorrow morning, come 9 a.m. in that state house, we have the first meeting of this special House committee that was actually created a couple weeks ago before this report even came out. They will now use this report. It is a committee of 4 Republicans, 2 Democrats. So folks will be watching that, and then we will see. Do lawmakers decide to vote to kick them out, or will we see some type of deal come first? A lot of folks saying, hey, particularly in Representative Gamrat's situation, that maybe she hasn't resigned or stepped down yet because she wants to use the job as a bargaining position, saying, hey, you know, let me quietly resign. And then I won't face maybe some of these charges that could be severe if there are campaign finance issues and violations.
Quite the political soap opera.
It will be something we will continue to watch, and it is certainly not over.
It's Just Politics team of Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark keeping an eye on the soap opera in Lansing. Thanks so much, you two.
You bet.
Thanks, Cindy.